April is National Poetry Month. This is the Living Poetry Canon. It's April 3rd. Here's a poet for today. Julian Talamantes Berlaski is the author of Advice for Lovers, Gowanus Atropolis, and co-editor with E. Tracy Grinnell and Erica Kaufman of No Gender, Reflections on the Life and Work of Kari Edwards. Julian lives in Brooklyn and spends time in Ghent, where Z plays rhythm guitar and sings lead in the country band Juan and the Pines. You can see more of Zer work on the blog www.hermaofwarsaw.blogspot.com. According to the website of the Poetry Foundation, Berlaski's work often explores transgender and gender-variant experiences through linguistics experimentation, including the use of gender-neutral pronouns, etymology, and alternative spelling. Here is, in the words of the poet, a brand new poem, unpublished. It was written for Evan Kennedy's birthday, March 17th, and is in response to his St. Francis of Assisi poem, in which he puns on Francis as, quote, a sissy, and references the saint's famous sermon to the birds. Evan addresses the audience as, you birds. This poem is from the perspective of the birds. We birds. Senseless metier, my welcome into a kind of gaggle, if you birds will. I open my unfit beak. The first false spring is here. The dirty snow is melting. We birds arch our neck for the worm, believe in turning a blind eye to get it. We molted too soon. Spring was receding ever as it tempted us to deal in cryptocurrencies, and Mt. Gox is bust. We birds fly into the orange sky illumined against the gray flash above the Marcy Street projects. Little one breaks flock. How long do I have to stay in character? The sun, finally, bore no resemblance to the one who floated before us all asteem with moxie. The last time a human stood, nose quivering, against the scene of devastation, a fire truck whose wheels spin out, profesh-grade portraits that speak in fish language, who can distinguish between civil, nautical, and astronomical twilight? I, rock dove, I, seagull, rat of the sky, worm winged like an eagle, am told I am getting more of everything, more cake, more worms, more orifices, and things to go in the orifices. Two horses succeed where the truck failed, despite their clumsiness and their face blindness. I lost my fortune to the wild boar what gored me. I pressed my eye to the keyhole and fell away. The scientist was pointing to the telltale snow leopard scat, saying, from my own species' perspective, I salute you. Aren't we all just worms in the wind, trying to stick ourselves to a branch? You'll know it's cold when the mountains turn blue. Lizard that looks like a dandelion, beetle that looks like a rock, whose skill in catching fishes, like water off a duck's back, only a bear in the river shaking its coat. Bear with a fondness for fishes, bird with a fondness for crab cakes, river that flows both ways, painful rube in the shallows, don't know how to smoke, drink, eventually was made to eat the meat. Shakespeare had a sovereign, not a sister. I said to the dog, you're every creature. And if the stars do seem in night to prate, who prefers the springy grass to the salted concrete? We birds go down to the Milky River, between the ochre cliffs, knowing life depends on the consumption of bodies by other bodies. An arm or a channel or a valley reveals itself, parched begonia, long-suffering aloe. To top it off, it was the end times. One bird called it la grime de la grime. Candles were conveyed, placed as if a gift. Gazelle predator, predator gazelle, a snow leopard in snow. The whole thing was a mare's nest. Students placed classes in a shopping cart. Now it was a drone, now it was a gnome that sat itself on a rock, that could disappear itself at will, that seemed to dispense wisdom. Saying things like, picture a collie made entirely of melons. Melancholy. The face of the one that took your meds. I love not snow leopards the less, but birds more, converted into a version. March is by turns a lionish lamb, a lambish lion, uncouple us from our crime, where castles are horses, objects for fire or war, kiss us on our split lip, our bloody snout, our bent beak. Something wicked this way comes. Books will be made of oblong coal, styluses of liquid metal. I know what the story is supposed to be, and supposedly my place in it. By the time it was not supposed to have mattered, I had given up my crumpet and the creature that climbs on the high crags, something St. Mary. Nor will we use technology, nor will we hook up from where we're sitting 10 feet across from each other. Who is the creature itself and not its avatar, at least for now? The mountaintops don't flinch as the avalanche gets going. We birds do not pluck at the cakes given to Osiris on that eastern side of the Narrows, whose hair was thought to be made of lapis. In the end, we all had to eat worms. In the end, all we had to eat was worms. In the end, we all had worms to eat. That was a new poem by Julian Talamantes Berlaski entitled We Birds, read on the Living Poets Canon with permission of the author. Thanks for your time.